Many of you know I'm going to be leaving for a time. The church has a practice, a wonderful practice, of giving its pastors a block of Sabbath time, time for rest and renewal and restoration. In about a week, I'll take my leave for a couple of months and be out west on retreat for a good part of that. I am grateful for this sabbatical time, for there is much to pause and take stock of, much to listen for, a retuning and a returning to what is most essential. You know, it's built into all of our weeks, right? We all get sabbatical time. It's known as a Sabbath day, thanks to our Jewish siblings who instituted that. There's one day out of the seven that we are supposed to cease all labor and rest. When we turn down our drive and take up a posture of passivity and receptivity, allowing, even if just for a day, for things to be. And as a result, if we do it right, do it well, we notice a little more and we miss a little less. And in relinquishing our grip on things, we allow them to just be what they need to be for that day. And we turn down the signal of all that's coming in and listen a little more to what's already inside needing to be heard. And we remember that we're not keeping the world running ourselves, believe it or not, but rather there's something greater within which we are being held. That's something of what Sabbath days should give us. And while we might return to the work we are doing then with greater clarity and insight, intention and care, as a result of that Sabbath day or that Sabbath time, it's not like it's merely an add-on to a life of work. That's not the idea, to have a day of rest so that we can work more and work harder then. Rather, the original intent of Sabbath is to remember where all of our days and all of our work and all of our life is pointing, and that is to the recovering of a lost wholeness, to the healing of a shattered shalom, to a peace at last with all our senses alive and responsive instead of blunted in weariness, a restoring of the harmony among neighbors instead of the dissonances that hurt so much. Sabbath rest is about remembering the original intent of this creation and our lives therein, and feeling again our deepest desire for that return to wholeness. And so it wasn't by chance that Jesus was resurrected on the Sabbath day and creation restored to its original wholeness and beauty in the microcosm of his body. A microcosmic event reflecting what is promised for the whole cosmos. I don't know about you, but I tend to think of the resurrected presence of Jesus as kind of a thinner, lighter presence in reality than the density of earthly being. But I don't think that's necessarily what the disciples experienced. He wasn't a ghost. He was restored creational matter, glorified materiality. His body had been brutalized unto death. The violence of this world, the greed and fear and hate and divisions of this world, the way this world can oppress and exclude and dominate and crush, it all quite literally tore him apart and left him defeated and dead in a tomb. But on the first day of the week, the Sabbath day, the creation that was his life and his body was restored and renewed and glorified to wholeness again. The nail marks were still there, and the place where the sword cut into his side was still there, and the marks around his head where the crown of thorns was placed was still there. And I imagine that the hurt in his heart from the betrayals and the deceptions and cruelties that he endured were still tenderly there. And yet all that very human and very earthly reality was gathered into a new and renewed wholeness that wasn't an escape from the world, or even a promised eventual escape from the world into some heavenly realm after death, but rather it was this world beautified, beatified, glorified in the presence of his Sacred Heart of love. And that Sacred Heart created something of a phenomenon, a vortex, not of violence or wrath or destruction, like we might imagine after what had happened to him, but a vortex of love, of forgiveness, of mercy, of grace, such that it began sweeping up into it the lives of those at first in close proximity to him, and then it spread across the globe and across the ages from there. And why it matters is because in Christ risen, we not only catch a glimpse of what this world was meant to be and who we were meant to be within it, as fully human as Jesus was and is, but his example and presence is so potent that it begins to recreate hearts and lives and creation along the original lines for which it was intended. And you can just imagine the earth herself is like, thank goodness human creatures listen to him, become a part of him, listen not to the domineering ones, but to the crucified one. Not to the extracting ones, but the self-sacrificing one. Listen not to the cruel ones, but the merciful one. Listen not to the tyrannical ones, but the compassionate one. Here is what you were intended to be. And if you can stop the race, the human racing, for a moment and take a Sabbath breath, you'll see it more clearly, recognize it arising, hitch your life to its becoming. So one day a week, we are invited to stop for a Sabbath moment to see with new eyes again the world in all its beauty and rightness and purpose. One day a year, we gather to celebrate one of those Sabbath days, wherein the new creation of Jesus risen, reminding us all that it's all held in love. That love is creation's source, that love is what propels creation forward, and love is where, in the end, it will all become fulfilled. Can we trust that? Can we see that in Jesus risen, feel that in his Spirit, and can we come to participate in that becoming? The sacred principle of Sabbath, Sabbath days and sabbatical time, suggests that some downtime is necessary to see it. It's there, but sometimes we have to stop. Take some breaths, be still, get closer to the earth to see it. Some quiet time is necessary to remember it. Some receptive instead of productive time is necessary to make room for its movement in the world. And ultimately, that movement of love is why any of it matters. Don't you think? When the chips are down, at the end, it's the love in our lives in this world that matters. So much else is a striving after the wind, as the writer of Ecclesiastes put it. And striving's not bad, of course, but it should be held and blessed with Sabbath time. Each day, or each week, or at intervals in the swaths of our working life, so that we can remember that love is why any of it matters. And what Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection says to us is that love is what God made this world for. We only have to stop and remember for a little while to know it's true. Amen.